You're listening to LVB Podcast Show with your friend, advocate, and host, Alvaro.
Hello and welcome to LVB Show. My name is Alvaro and I'm very happy to be with you tonight. Tonight I'm going to talk to you about my trip to New York City from October 2014 to January 2015. First of all, I'm going to tell you why I did this trip. I did this trip because I was offered an internship in an American organization called Art Beyond Sight in New York City. So I went there for 3 months to do that internship. So I went as a visiting fellow, that was the title. Before going to New York, I had to find a place to stay. And for our listeners, it's very hard for someone who is visually impaired, who is legally blind in my case, to find a reliable place to stay with helpful people that will be willing to help you in any situation or in some situations. It's very hard unless you know them before. But do that online is very hard. So in this case, what happened was I look in places like Craigslist and other websites. I even paid money to become a member of another website, a Latino website, and look there for a place to stay. Finally, I was contacted by a woman from Dominican Republic who lived in Brooklyn and who offered me a place to stay for the amount of money that I had ready to spend as rent every month. We're talking about $850 per month. Okay, so I said yes. I talked to her using my Magic Jack device, which I recommend everybody in the United States and abroad, if you have friends in the United States, Canada, to get a Magic Jack device that you can plug in your computer. Some of them now don't require to plug it in your computer. It's a wonderful device. It allows you to make free calls to the United States and Canada, including cell phones. And the Magic Jack device cost, I cannot remember if it was $50 at the beginning. And then yearly, it's about, I don't know, maybe $15 or something like that. Or $20, something like that, but it's worth it, I'm telling you. I have used it for many years, and for pleasure and for work. It's a wonderful device to have, and you can have it in your own country. You can take it to the United States and plug it in and use it. Saves a lot of money and gives you a local American number, which is wonderful because people can call you locally when they call you from the U.S., I suppose it may give you a Canadian local number as well, if I'm not mistaken. You could choose one of those, if I'm not mistaken. So I really recommend Magic Jack. You can go, if I'm right, to magicjack.com and find out more about this wonderful device that is sold worldwide. So anyways, I arrived in New York. I went to stay with this Dominican woman named Marta. I went with my bags and everything. And she starts telling me, okay, I'm going to give you a grand tour of my apartment. But before that, do you need to buy something? And I said, yeah, I need a case for my iPhone 4S. For listeners, I like to prevent things before they happen, and that has been a good quality for me. It has helped me a lot. So I really recommend everybody, if you are traveling or wherever you live, to have a really good protective case for your smartphone, whether it's an iPhone or Samsung or a Windows phone. Because those devices, for people who are visually impaired or totally blind, are important for us. We don't have them as gadgets because we think it's fun. We use them because it's useful for our lives. So I really recommend you to get a powerful case. In my particular situation, I went for a waterproof case. So I bought it. It was about $60. I had a rebate, thankfully. It was powerful. And what is very funny for our listeners is that the next day it was raining. So it was absolutely wonderful to talk on my phone and have it absolutely protected in the middle of the rain without having at that time an umbrella. So I really recommend people to make that expense because, you know, I know it's expensive, but if you lose your phone because of water, then it's more expensive to get back another device. It's going to be a lot more expensive. So it's important to be cautious and to prevent things from happening. After buying that case, we went to McDonald's. I invited her, and I had a burger, and I had some fries, and I had a Coke. Yeah, I remember that pretty well. Then we went back to the apartment. She gave me the grand tour to the apartment. And what made me very scared was that she could say, okay, this is the kitchen. In the kitchen, be careful, because if you put food outside the fridge, the rats are going to eat it all. When I heard rats, I was in my head thinking, what? And then she kept saying to me, okay, let's go to my room. Oh, you see this place? Full of rats at night. And I was thinking, what is going on in here? And she kept saying, okay, you see my bed? Okay, below my bed, under my bed, full of rats at night. And she kept saying that, which obviously was freaking me out. She said, you see the bathroom? It's a great bathroom. At night, it has rats. Then we go to my room, and she says, boy, this is a nice room. Oh, of course, at night, there may be some rats. But anyways, so that was the grand tour. Yeah, it was like a horror movie, right? So there you had a legally blind person with a hearing loss, anxiety, and you had to add to this equation the four-letter word rats. How about that, my friends? I know what you're thinking, oh my God, and yeah, and you better be thinking like that, because it was really terrifying. Now, something that added to that situation was that she had two little chihuahuas, and those chihuahuas had diapers, and she told me they have diapers all year long, so they never leave the house. Let me say that the smell was not particularly wonderful, to be honest with you. Well, with those things in mind, I went to sleep thinking, oh my God, what am I doing here? So I have an advice to everybody. I don't care if you are legally blind, if you are a wheelchair user, if you have any kind of disability, my friends. Don't settle for something that is too extreme. I found it to be too extreme for me, for our listeners. I really thought that it would be too much for me to spend 3 months around rats. For me, too much. So I said to myself, I need to leave this place. So at 6 p.m., I get ready to leave. I get my bags ready to go. My cane, Mr. Magoo, my umbrella, because it was raining and it was very dark outside. I knock on the door to this lady, Marta, and I said, look, Marta, I'm leaving. She said, what? You just arrived. And I said, yes. But you didn't tell me on the phone you had rats. And she said, well, I didn't think it was a big deal. Well, for me it is. For me it really is. I can't deal with that. I'm coming here to achieve a lot. I'm coming here to keep building my independence. I'm coming here for 3 months where I'm going to be working a lot in a new environment, in a new language, because I'm Latino and I'm going to be working in English all day and all the time. And it's a big new challenge for me. But to add to that, to have to deal with rats, I don't think so. So she was not very understanding. I gave her some money. And I said, thank you, but goodbye. I took my two bags. I took my umbrella and Mr. Magoo, my cane, and I left that apartment in Brooklyn, heading to an unknown destination. When I say heading to an unknown destination, I mean it, because I see very, very little. I have no idea how Brooklyn works. I had no idea where I was going, but I knew I had to get to a subway. I was in survival mode. And for our listeners, no, I was not freaking out. I was very calm, understanding that an extreme situation requires you to stay calm, focused, and absolutely convinced that everything is going to be okay. I took a deep breath and I went for it. So I started to walk. It was poor raining, and to have to carry a bag, a handbag, an umbrella, and your cane at once at night and raining is not so easy. But I was able to carry on until a black lady, and I know it was black because I said to her, you have a nice voice. You seem black, because my hearing usually picks up black people. I love black people, for our listeners. Obviously, I love everybody. But black people are people that I admire a lot. And so I have an intuition to find them, I guess. And she said, yeah, I'm black. And she said, where do you need to go? And I said, I need to go to a subway. I really need to get safe. I need to make many things happen. And she said, okay, come with me. So she guided me to the subway station. I took the subway. And I went to 42nd Street. I stopped there. And I had great luck in finding someone who was going to T-Mobile. T-Mobile, for our listeners, is the mobile carrier that I always use when I go to the United States, and I recommend it to everyone traveling to the United States. The service in general is pretty solid. The price is fairly good, and usually they are really kind. At least they have been with me. So I said to myself, the first thing that I need in order to get a place to stay is to get my phone going. So I went to T-Mobile. I said, look, guys, I have an iPhone 4S. I'm from Colombia. I need this working here in New York City. And I also need the App Store from the United States to be on my phone, because I want to download applications that in Colombia I'm not able to. Something that is very weird, I know. But applications like Google Voice, Google Maps, Look Around are applications that are very good for people who are visually impaired and blind, and they are accessible, but not available in Colombia. So they did that for me. They were super kind. They took hour and a half to do that. And I said, well, I need unlimited text, unlimited calls, and unlimited internet, and I need 4G. And they said, yeah, you got it. How much? $90 a month. For our listeners, I think the price was pretty good, understanding that it means I can use 24 hours a day my internet. I can look for videos, watch movies online and streaming, do whatever I want to do, and it's going to cover it. I can do a million calls a day if I wanted to. I can send and receive, well, pretty much thousands of text messages if I wanted. I can send millions of emails. I can do whatever I want with unlimited. The service of T-Mobile was good. Not perfect, but I always say nothing is perfect in life. But in general, out of 10 days, 8.50 would work pretty good. So I did that. And then I had to go to a place where the people of Art Beyond Sight were waiting for me to start my internship. I took my bags and I went there, not knowing where I was going to spend the night. But before I went, I made two calls. I called one person named Mark, and I'm sure Mark is going to listen to this show. Thank you, Mark, for all you did. I didn't call Ed, who I guess I could have, but I thought I don't want to worry people so much. So I only called one person instead of two. I didn't want to worry two people. I worry one. I'm sorry, Mark, I did worry you. But basically, you know, Mark gave me a number of a person that could help me with a place to stay. Eventually, to make the long story short, because I want to go into other things, I was able to, that very same night, stay in a safe place of this person, of this lady who was able to give me a place to stay. She told me in advance, my apartment is under construction because I was not expecting you to come. And so the place is a mess, so you have to understand that. So, well, I took my bags, I went to this museum, and I spent all day with the people from Art Beyond Sight. I met them all, or at least many of them. It was great. And then I went for dinner to a Peruvian restaurant, which name I do not recall, but it was really, really good. Then I asked one of the ladies there, who by the way was Colombian, to help me get a taxi. And when I took the taxi, I was able to get to stay to the place that I was going to stay for 3 months, also located in Brooklyn. Well, I'm going to try to be fast in telling you this, because it could take me all day, as you know, to go through this, all the experiences and all of that. But I want to go to the most important things that I learned and I lived during these 3 months. So basically, the place I stayed at was very safe. The location was wonderful. only one block away from the subway. And when you would take that subway to get to Art Beyond Sight office would take me two subways. So you take one and then you take another one. And once you arrive, it's only one block away from Art Beyond Sight office. So one block away from the office, one block away from the house. Unbelievable location. And that was the most important thing for me. Location, location, location. Being safe and being very well connected to transportation. That is critical for someone being legally blind like me. Now, it has to be said that the conditions of the place I stayed for 3 months were very bad. The place was full of dust, it was dirty, I had people from Haiti and other countries working on constructions, stealing things, stealing clothes, stealing other things, making a mess out of the apartment. So the living conditions weren't good. I had no access to the kitchen in 3 months. Yeah, as you're hearing, I didn't have the ability to go look for, you know, make eggs or prepare any or cook anything at all for 3 months. It was impossible. So the conditions were pretty tough. But thankfully for our listeners, I have a strong spirit, a strong will, and more than anything, I really believe that life is what you make of it. I said to myself, look, I don't have rats here. Actually, there is a cat here who's going to protect me from rats. So it's good enough for me. The conditions are not great. The place is not super clean, but I had someone help me clean up the place sometimes, so that helped me out. So a friend helped me with that. But I didn't freak out, my friends. I focused on my goal. My goal was to succeed. My goal was to make things happen. I was not going to allow any obstacle to stop me. I was not going to go away or run away from a second place, because this for me wasn't extreme. The rats was extreme. This wasn't extreme. It was a tough situation, yes, but it was not extreme. I knew I would be able to make it. So in order for me to keep my sanity, because the conditions were hard in many, many ways, for instance, the people in the apartment, which was a couple, a lady and a guy, they would have very strange behaviors. They would use some drugs, and they really would be spending all day with the lights turned off. So I would come in the apartment after, on a Sunday or a Saturday after a walk, and everything was dark, and I had to find my place, my room, and all full of construction, dust, woods all over the place. It was pretty tough. I know many people would have gone away. But I said to myself, look, the location is good. The place and the area is safe. I need to focus in my goal. I cannot just go and look for another place. I am starting my internship now, and I have no time to waste. I am comfortable where I am now, in the sense that I know how to get here, from my work and from my work here, and that is pretty important. You need balance, and you need to know that things are under control. That is critical. So I made the best out of everything. I would eat always outside the apartment, understanding I was not able to cook or have anything on the fridge. I had a little mini fridge, I don't know how you call it, in my room, but it would work very badly. Don't ask me why. The cables, something was not working pretty well, so sometimes I had a few issues with that. So I would only put bottles of water, of bottles of Sprite or lemonade there, but not much more than that, because I knew the place was not good enough for that. I think it's very important to always focus in what is your end goal, what is why you are where you are. To understand that if you do what you do it for a reason. I was not going to New York for holidays. I was not looking for a palace to live in. I was looking to achieve important things for my life, for my career, and for myself. And I would let nothing stop me from achieving that. And that's what I did. I put my mind, in order to destroy the anxiety that could eat you alive if you were in such a situation every day, under those conditions, I said, I'm not gonna let my anxiety dominate me. I'm not gonna let the situation dominate me. I'm gonna be the one dominating the situation and dominating my anxiety. So what I did was focus my mind in what I had to do at every moment in time. Instead of thinking, oh my God, what is gonna happen next? Oh my God, what is gonna happen tomorrow? Oh my God, how I'm gonna eat? Oh my God, how I'm gonna sleep? Oh my God, this is gonna be dark? Oh my God, I'm gonna trip over something? Oh my God. I said to myself, you know what? I'm gonna be okay. Now I need to eat. Okay, let's go out, find a place to eat, and let's eat. And that's what I did every single day for our listeners. I found a place very close to the subway exit that was a deli, and it was a great place to get a bagel and to get a croissant and to get some hot coffee and to have some eggs and things of that nature. And I found about 4 blocks away from where I was in Brooklyn, a place that was managed by some Mexicans, great people. And in that place I had burgers, I had pizza, one slice of pizza for $1. And so those two places became my go-to places for having lunch, breakfast, and dinner sometimes. Well, that's basically that part. I don't want to talk too much about my stay in this area because it would be more of a complaint if I did, because I had to go through a lot, and I don't want to do that because that's not who I am. I overcame those situations, those obstacles. It was not a pleasant stay there, but my goal was so important that I was able to make it happen, and at the end, that's what matters. Now, I'm going to briefly talk about work because I think that it's an experience that is different for everybody, so I'm not going to try and tell you how it should be, or, you know, I'm just saying my experience. I want to go into other details about the daily life with visual impairments in New York. But my experience in work in New York for 3 months in an internship were great. Great in the sense that I learned a lot. Great in the sense that I demonstrated to everybody and to myself that I have a lot of skills, talents, and abilities like everybody else. I realized that being Latino and being bilingual is super important today in the United States and everywhere else in the world. They need people like us everywhere, and so it's important to be bilingual. That it's very important to communicate well, and that's a skill that thankfully I have. I get along with people in general very well. I don't make enemies, I make friends. And I respect everybody, and everybody respects me back. I work hard. I believe in working as a team, and I believe in giving my all every single day. And that showed up every day that I went there to work from 9 to 5. I ate lunch most of the days, buying my lunch in a deli from across the street. And my experience at the office was very good. People were very nice and very kind, and the environment was good, and it was pretty exciting to find myself in the heart of New York City, working in Manhattan, the world famous Manhattan, being visually impaired, having a hearing loss, and being 40 years old from Colombia, and being able to make it. That shows you that everything in life is possible. If you just believe, everything is possible. So I'm grateful to everybody who helped me do this internship, everybody who helped me to go from point A to point B, and everybody who has always believed in me and who believes in me now. To finish the story of work, I'm just going to tell you that things went very well, and they went so well that at the end of those 3 months, I was offered a job. And I said yes. And I have been working from Colombia ever since for them. And I do not know how long this is going to last, but I'm and always will be grateful for this opportunity, my first opportunity for work internationally in the United States. And it's wonderful. I'm starting a podcast about people with disabilities, the Americans with Disabilities Act, which is called ADA, about inclusion, equality for all. And that podcast you're going to be able to listen to in the near future. I'm going to be posting all the interviews on my social media. And you can certainly find information about it if you go to Facebook and you look for Project Access for All, and you go to Twitter and you find Project Access for All. That's the name of this show, this podcast show that I'm starting. I mean, I have started already, but the interviews are not live yet. So again, you know, I don't know how long I'm going to be at RBN site, but it's great to have this opportunity. I'm going to do the best I can as long as I work with them. And whenever the time will come to, you know, move on, I will, knowing that I have advanced in my career and that I have helped an organization. I want to say that everybody can find a job, everybody can find a place where they are welcome and appreciated and valued. What you need is your skills, confidence, faith, and just going for it with all you have inside. That's my belief. Moving to transportation, I went to the subway every single day to take the subway to work and from work to the apartment I was staying. Before the trip, I was very concerned about taking the subway. I thought, oh my God, this is going to be hugely complicated for me. I don't see much. My mobility training is all right. It really is. It's okay. I mean, I usually don't have problems. But it could be better. And in the subway, you have to be very, very careful because there are dangers. But I focus on thinking the trip is going to be okay and also the subway is going to be okay. I'm not going to be thinking about the subway. I'm just going to take it. And that's something wonderful for your anxiety and your fears. And it's just do it. Don't think about it. If you think about it too much, it's going to become a problem for you. So what I did was I simply went for it. And the result was incredible. In 3 months, for our listeners, I had no real problem. I didn't fall. I didn't have any real problems at all. I didn't freak out. I didn't think, oh my God, this is terrible. Some days I would take the subway at 11 at night or midnight. Just some days, I mean, after a party or something like that. But always was safe. I always felt safe. I had my iPhone with all my contacts ready to go if I needed help. Someone is going to say, well, but the iPhone doesn't work underground. That is not absolutely correct. Actually, sometimes it does work, the connection to make calls underground. It depends where you are, but it can work sometimes. Even when the subway is moving, you can talk on the phone sometimes. So it's not accurate to say it never works on the ground. It does work sometimes, and that technology is going to improve as time goes by. So I want to say to everybody that even with very little sight in a hearing loss that has increased in the last few years, and with anxiety, it is possible to go on the subway and be successful, and you shouldn't be afraid of going there. What you need to do is erase from your mind your fear from the subway and just go ride it and have fun. You're going to meet wonderful people. We all have the same anxiety, I would say. Whether you have a sight problem or you don't, the subway is intimidating for everybody. I know nobody who thinks the subway is super easy. Nobody. Everybody thinks, oh, yeah, the subway is the subway. The subway in New York is huge. I mean, there are movies about it. So you're not alone if you have a little bit of anxiety, but what you need to do is not focus on the negative and focus on the positive. And the positive is going to be the transportation that's going to lead you from point A to point B, from B to point A. I met wonderful people in the subway. I made friends. And for me, it was a really good experience. It's important to always have your ticket out and ready to go when you're going to take the subway. I would recommend you to buy the $100 or with discount if you are able to get a discount by proving that you're visually impaired or totally blind. In my case, coming from Colombia, it was pretty hard to prove that because I'm not a resident of the United States, so it's not as easy as if I was an American, it would be much easier to prove it. But it was easy for me to get the tickets that I needed. I went to a deli, and in that deli, they would sell me those tickets for the week, so I could do that. Or I could do that also at the subway station and ask for someone for a little help in getting the ticket. And I did that sometimes. So that's the subway for me. I took a taxi a few times. It's pretty cool now. In New York, you are able to watch NBC News on many taxis. And it's pretty nice. You know, it's funny. You know, I was there. I was pretty far away from Brooklyn. But I remember taking the taxi and listening to a lady talking and saying, "Oh, the sky is blue, the sky." And I was like, "What?" And in front of me, of my seat, it was like a plain TV, you know, very, very, very thin TV. And it was NBC News on a taxi. Unbelievable. So I was blown away by that. And for our listeners, I grew up watching the Today Show, Jay Leno, and many NBC shows, Seinfeld, all of that in Colombia, yeah, but I was able to have that for a few years, and so NBC always has been cool to me. Wow, how time flies, huh? I have been talking for 41 minutes, I see here, unbelievable. But I hope it's been useful for you guys. So I took the taxi just a few times. I didn't take the bus more than two or three times. And I have to say for listeners, I don't like too much to take the bus. I find the bus drivers pretty rude. And I have to say, in general, you take from 10 drivers, at least 4 or 5 are going to be rude. It happened to me. It happened to my friend Carrie, who is a New Yorker, and she has experienced the bus millions of times, and she kind of agreed with me. I really think that they should get their attitude out and be more smiley and more happy and understand they live in New York City, a great city, and they should be more positive and optimistic and less rude. I do believe so. The beauty of life is that people are very kind in general. And so you could have that driver being rude, but at the same time, you would have all the people in the bus helping me out, telling me, "Hey, next stop is your stop. Please be careful with the stairs and have a great day." So that's what life is all about, you know? So that compensates everything. Let's talk about money. It cost me between $1,300 and $1,400 a month to be able to live in Brooklyn. That is rent, food, transportation, my cell phone, and extras that you may have. That's pretty much about what I spent. I'm not a big spender. I'm a saver. I save money. I had some drinks at Michael Jordan restaurant in Grand Central Station. I did that with my friend Carrie and her boyfriend Mark. I went to see Elton John New Year's Eve at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn, which was unbelievable. So I finished 2014 and started 2015 with Sir Elton John. Not many people can do that, you know what I mean? With his wonderful music and with my great friend Carrie and her boyfriend Mark, we had a great time. And Elton John is Elton John. He's one of the biggest stars of all time. And so it was a wonderful experience, and what a great way to finish and start a new year. Other than that, I had great times with my friends Ed and Mark, and people like Rose, who helped me a lot. And if you're listening to the show, Rose, thank you so much for everything. I want to thank everybody who helped me during my trip, whether it was at the subway, whether it was in the middle of the street when I was looking for a place to go. Thank you for being understanding. Thank you for being kind. Thank you for being helpful. Thank you for being generous with your time. And thank you for understanding that we all are the same at the end, human beings, and we all deserve the same rights, respect, and the same kindness. Finally, a few comments. One of them, my mobility training is okay, but it can improve. That's something that I'm going to do next time I travel. In Colombia, we do not have mobility and orientation trainers, but in the United States and in other countries of the world, they do have that. So I need to improve that a little bit. I want to be able to go from street number 1 to street 200. Being more understanding of what is around me, when I find a curve, when I find certain obstacles, to start like putting in my mind a map that helps me move around the area, something like that. So that mobility training for my kid, Mr. Magoo, is going to be good indeed, understanding that I do pretty well even without it. But you always have to improve. Mobility is super important, and it gives you confidence, security, and it makes you feel more in touch with your surroundings everywhere you go and everywhere you are. The bottom line of my trip is that I realized that the United States is a wonderful country, and I love the United States, as everybody knows. But also, everywhere else in the world is wonderful, and you cannot limit yourself to a particular place, area, or city, or country. I have learned to be open to the whole planet Earth. If I move to the United States, it's wonderful. If I move to Canada, it's wonderful. If I move to Germany, it's amazing. If I move to the UK, it's great. If I move to Italy, it would be wonderful. And so on and so forth. Never limit yourself. The sky is the limit. I also realize that you're going to find similar obstacles in most developed countries and most developed cities. New York is a very crowded city, has other advantages, but it's very, very crowded. So that is annoying sometimes for me with my cane, obviously. There are certain cities that are less crowded. Someone is going to argue, well, they may have less good transportation. Fair enough. Every place has good and bad, and you have to understand that when you move there. You have to understand places like New York are super expensive. They have other advantages, though. And there are places that would be more cheaper, but they have other disadvantages. So you have to balance everything before you choose a place to stay. It's not so easy to say, let's move here or there. Analyze prior to that what is going to be your situation in transportation, in accommodation, money-wise, safety-wise, etc. I have realized also that regardless of where I'm going to end up moving to in my life, in my future, I'm going to be okay. With the skills I have, with the character that I have, with my willpower, with the courage that I have, with my belief, with my faith, with my strong spirit, with my positiveness, with my patience, I'm going to make it anywhere. You know the song from Frank Sinatra? If you make it in New York, you will make it anywhere and everywhere. That's how I feel today. So for our listeners, my last thought is, only life is possible. Who would have thought that a Colombian Latino guy, 40 years old, legally blind, with a hearing loss, with anxiety, would be working in Manhattan, in the United States, in New York City, for 3 months as an intern, and after that would be officially hired to work from Colombia internationally with a New York-based American organization. Against all odds, my friends, against all odds, because everything is possible. And what I have to say, finally, is that if you feel that what I have done is very hard to do, or is impossible to do, email me, and I'll tell you why it's not impossible. It's hard. Everything in life is not easy. Everything in life requires to fight for it, to work hard for it, to believe in it, to be persistent and go on and 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 never give up. That's what life is all about. But it's possible to make it. I'm a living proof of that, and this is just the beginning. This is just the beginning. I know my life is going to take me to many exciting places, and I'm going to be successful. I'm going to be proud of myself, very, very proud, and I'm going to be happy helping people, because that is the main mission of my life, helping people anywhere and everywhere I go, period. So my friends, my email is lowvisionbiro@gmail.com. You can also go to Twitter and look for @lowvisionbiro. You can Google my show, LVB Show, and find also many things about it. The lessons I've learned in New York hope help you. Never let your anxiety run your life. Focus in your end game, in your end goal, in what you really are going to achieve, where you're going. And never stop believing in who you are and what you are all about. Remember the tough moments you have had in your life and use them as examples of what you're able to accomplish now and always. So hoping this was useful for you in understanding how everything is possible in life. This is Alvaro from LVB Show saying good night.